Hey man, have you got a lighter? Hey, I'll go ask someone else, don't worry. Really? I wouldn't have thought you wanted to talk to me. I mean, okay, I guess we are both adults now. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Are you sure you want me to sit? Okay. Here we go. It's been a while. I thought you'd moved out with what was their name? Oh, yeah. Sorry to hear that. To be honest, they were always kind of a dick anyway. High school romances are hardly the peak of mature relationships. Me? No, still single, still in my shitty flat, still coming to the same parties by the same people. Sorry, I didn't mean to get all dramatic. I guess things have never really got better since high school, or, well, since you, I guess. I don't blame you, I just never really got myself back. You don't want to talk about this, I'll leave. No, you don't have to. Okay, sure. Let's talk it out. Can we not do with the whole of our old class overhearing? We can just walk through the park. So, where are you staying now you're back? Oh God, I don't think I could stand being back in my parents' house for one more second. I'm surprised one of your friends didn't let you crash there. What do you mean you don't have any? You're that girl. The one everyone loves. Untouchable. You always have been. So adored, the trail of people you hurt never really mattered. You hurt me. You know that? I thought you were my friend. I thought you had my back. I thought you meant it. But it's high school. People are shitty. Really? You really not gonna apologize? After all this time, you can't swallow your pride and admit something was your goddamn fault? No, I don't want to hear it. No excuses. Are you sorry? I guess I don't know what I expected better. You've always been like this, getting my hopes up that you'll learn. God, this is fucking typical. Do you seriously not understand? Even you're not dumb enough to not know what you did. No, I won't let you escape. You're pinned to this tree until you fucking apologize. I've waited years for you to understand, to finally admit you're a bitch. Do you understand? You can't get my hopes up. You can't take me to clear the air and then keep parroting the same shit you always have. If you're not going to say anything useful, then you have no reason to talk. If you try, it's only going to make me grip your throat tighter. You may have always been smarter and prettier, but I've always been stronger than you. I'm stronger because you're a dumb high school bimbo whose merits were given to her through her tits. You were never talented, you were never funny. All the boys who sat and laughed at your jokes hated you. You know that? They just wanted to run their hands all over you, like this. They wanted to reach up your barely their top and grab and grope you. Your nipples fucking hard from this? How drunk are you? Or are you just feeling good, finally not being the girl in charge? Bit of both. Unbelievable. You bullied and put me down for years, making me fucking cry and want to die. Here you are, getting turned on by being put down yourself. What was it you used to call me? Remind me, please. I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well. It almost sounds like you can't breathe. Say it again. That's right. Pig. You used to write it on my books, on my locker, on my very fucking being. But I've grown. And you? You really are just a little piggy, greedy for attention and admiration. A dumb lump of meat. Be handled. Aren't you, Piggy? That's right. Get on your hands and knees. Do I look like I'm joking? You've brought this on your goddamn self. The floor, pig. Oh, this is just golden. The big, scary bully dropping to her knees with no hesitation. Was that a moan? No, I don't think so. Piggies don't moan. They oink. Oink for me, Piggy. Be the dumb animal you are. Or do you want me to leave, go back to my party with the knowledge that you're this submissive and slutty? That's what I thought. I said... hands and knees. Now, be a good animal and get yourself dirty. Rub your face in the mud. No? God, I have to do fucking everything around here. Much better. Taste it and know this is what you get. Piggy, this is what you deserve. God, I can see how wet you are through your panties. I guess you're a little slut, but even you must be ashamed of this. At least that's what getting you off. Knowing you deserve every second of this. Knowing you deserve to feel the grass on your face and my hand on your ass. Squeal for me, Piggy. No, this will never hurt as much as what you did to me. Now, let's slide these pretty lacy panties off, shall we? Look how fucking wet you are for me, Piggy. I could take my fingers, and I bet they'd slide right inside you. What did I say about moaning? Stupid animals don't moan. They squeal and oink and scream. The better a pig you are, the faster I'll go. The more I'll molest this little pussy. Fucking filthy. Good, Piggy. You don't even need my help to rub your face in the shit and dirt anymore. You're such a dumb whore, you'll do it just for my approval. Just for my fingers curling inside you. Such a slutty Piggy. You know this is right. You know you can't pay for what you did. So sit and oink like the dumb animal you are. Good pig. Good pig. You're squealing like you could finish from this. Are you really that depraved? Being fucked in the park where anyone could walk on you oinking? Does that make you burn inside and want to come. So desperate to be controlled, to be bullied in the way you so relentlessly did to others. By the tightening around my fingers, I'd say yes. Now if you want to come, fucking apologize. Say sorry for being a bitch, for ruining my whole childhood. And I'll let you be a disgusting pig and come here for anyone to see. What's that? I don't think I heard you well enough. You're not doing it properly. Repeat after me. I'm sorry for being a disgusting pig. I'm sorry for lying. I'm sorry for being a dumb slut. I'm sorry for doing everything to ruin you. Good piggy, continue repeating. Thank you for violating me. Thank you for letting me be a good piggy. Thank you for making me oink and pushing my face into the mud. Thank you for showing me what a horrible person I really was. Good. Now come for me, piggy. Squeal and let yourself go. Come with my thumb rubbing over your clit and my fingers curling inside you. Good little pig. Good little animal. Stay here. I think I need that cigarette. So glad we got to clear the air.